This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of lead toxicity from the basic science section on orthobullets.com. Lead toxicity inhibits parathyroid hormone-related peptide, or PTHRP, and may affect bone mineral density. Again, lead toxicity inhibits parathyroid hormone-related peptide, or PTHRP, and may affect bone mineral density. As far as imaging in the setting of lead toxicity, radiographs can reveal radiodense metaphyseal bands. So again, to summarize, lead toxicity inhibits parathyroid hormone-related peptide, or PTHRP, and may affect bone mineral density. And with respect to imaging in the setting of lead toxicity, radiographs can reveal radiodense metaphyseal bands. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over one quick question to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. Lead toxicity affects growth by inhibiting which of the following growth factors? And the choices are 1. Thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH. 2. Parathyroid hormone-related peptide, or PTHRP. 3. Human growth hormone, or HGH. 4. Insulin-like growth factor, or IGF. And 5. Gonadotropin-releasing hormone, or GnRH. The correct answer to this question is 2, parathyroid hormone-related peptide, or PTHRP. So lead toxicity inhibits the effects of parathyroid hormone-related peptide, or PTHRP. Previous animal studies have shown that lead results in decreased bone mineral density. Campbell et al. Performed a cohort study of children and found that subjects with high lead exposure had a significantly higher bone mineral density than did subjects with low lead exposure. They hypothesized that the accelerated maturation of bone may ultimately result in a lower peak bone mineral density being achieved in young adulthood, thus predisposing to osteoporosis in later life. That's all for this review about lead toxicity. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.